Thank you for listening to this inspirational message for the week of February 8th. We hope this will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. The scripture passage this week is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 26. Listen to these familiar words. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot would say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with great honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. So God arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Paul wrote this letter to the early church, and as is often the case with biblical text, his words are as important and relevant today as they were when they were written. Paul uses the human body to illustrate how unity arrives from diversity among people in the church. We may not feel as if we have an important role or position, but Paul tells us that every person is an integral part of the church, in the same way that each human body part is critical for the working of a body. We are taught to look out for those who might feel inferior, vulnerable, or weaker, and treat them with respect and honor. In this time of COVID, many of these people are lifted up for what they are doing, essential workers in hospitals and grocery stores and senior living communities, for example. Could this be an example of extending honor to those who may feel not quite as important as the CEOs of these organizations? The verses preceding this passage speak of the diversity of gifts of the Spirit bestowed on different people, such as wisdom, knowledge, healing. The Spirit has given gifts upon all. Paul explains that each gift, each person, is to be honored and valued as part of the body of the church. Give honor and respect, care for one another, he said. The sense of the connectedness of every single member as one body is unmistakable in his words and expectations for members of a church. Just as a small annoying paper cut might cause pain to our body, the pain of one person in our midst can cause others to suffer as well. Honor, respect, and care for others who are part of the church. When we honor and respect one person in our midst, we can all rejoice. We can rejoice that we have different gifts. We can rejoice that we have different roles. We can rejoice that we have different viewpoints. We can rejoice because we all are part of God's church. Dear Lord, as we go through this week, in every part of our life, help us remember that we belong to you, that we belong to our church, and that we are loved by God. Amen.